Time once again on this Monday morning to be joined by Ruth Epstein, who covers our area for the Republican American, and of course is nice enough to join us every Monday morning and gives us the heads up what's coming up and also stories that they've been covering. Ruth, great to start off the week with you again.
Nice to be here, Marshall, always. So we had a busy weekend. As you probably saw, we had a big groundbreaking in Canaan, which is really very exciting. In this day and age when medical services are very much needed and often not there, there was a groundbreaking for the new health center in Canaan. This is part of the Center for Health and Wellness out of Torrington. They already have two branches, one in Torrington, one in Winsted. This will be the third in Canaan. It's across from Stop and Shop. They demolished a building right on 44 there on East Main and are getting ready to start construction. Big crowd on Friday, and this facility is a federally funded health center and will provide, at this point, primary care services and behavioral health services. Eventually, they might expand if need shows, but at this point, that's what they're giving. So,
Well, the good news about that is that it will bring another doctor into the area, and it'll bring all these services to people. Instead of us as an area losing, we are actually going to be gaining something.
Exactly. Joanne Bordoris, who's CEO of the center, said, there's one primary doctor left in Canaan, and you can imagine he's very, very busy and can't see everybody. So people are scrambling to find healthcare. So this certainly will be a boon to the community. I would venture to guess, Marshall, there are people going without care at this point. So this will be very helpful.
Well, I don't doubt that, because there may be one primary care physician left in Canaan. But if you take a look around the whole area, you could probably count on one hand the number of primary care offices that you can get into.
Right. Exactly. That's the other thing. So many people are so the offices are so booked. And well, you and I can remember when Sharon Clinic was here. Remember? I mean, we had
Dr. Weeks and
Dr. Fisher and all the primary care docs. And I mean, there was a slew, and we were very fortunate at that time. You'd have, and all the specialists we had, and it's really become a desert now here. So this was really good news. The construction will start in about 2 weeks, and they're hoping it will be finished by the end of November. So, and there were a lot of dignitaries there on Friday. So it was a nice event. We also had a story. They have finally signed the contract with Comcast and Sharon for internet wiring. And that was a happy moment for them. Comcast will be providing wiring to all the town's roads, even those that are pretty remote. The Sharon Task Force, Connect Task Force, had worked on this for years. As you and I know, this is another subject of great interest to people, because connectivity is just, it's another service that needs to be done for people to exist, just like electricity and everything else nowadays.
And people shouldn't compare this to what's happening in Falls Village. Falls Village is a small town, but the percentage of people wired in Falls Village was much higher than Sharon. Sharon had close to 250 homes that weren't wired. And also the Sharon deal, though it cost money, it's at the right time where they can put some ARPA funds towards that and more. And it basically gives probably 90 to 92, 93% of the town the chance to get internet service.
Right, exactly. And the town will be paying, but the town meeting overwhelmingly approved it, with people saying you know, I may have it, but I want my neighbors to have it as well, and I'm willing to pay. So it's 800,000 first round, and then a second round will have the same amount when it's done. So I think there's wide support. We know there's wide support for it, based on that meeting and just talking to people around town.
And what's good about that contract is there's construction points that must be met before that other $800,000 is released.
Right, which was a good point to put that in. And those folks in the Sharon Task Force people really deserve a lot of credit. It was amazing that they worked and worked.
I said all along that from now on, whatever there's going to be a lot of small towns in the state that have a platform they can work off. And I bet you it's called the Sharon platform. And there's going to be more towns that try to do this.
Right. They have really set the mark here, and they deserve a lot of credit. So, okay. So looking ahead, tonight is our fun meeting night. We have Canaan Selectman, Salisbury Selectman, and Region 1, and probably some others, Marshall. Big first Monday of the month. Busy week starting off. Let me just check my calendar.
Yeah, you know, I have not checked my calendar yet because because.
Just because, I gotcha. Yeah, there are all kinds of meetings. And then Cornwall Selectman is on Tuesday. And next weekend, the Center on Maine, they've hired Brooke Martinez as a organizer, first really big employee of that building. He's going to oversee, do administrative work, and they're going to expand the opportunities there at the center. As you know, that's the home of the children's theater that they worked on to make a really beautiful building for that town, a really nice center. And so from 2 to 4 on Saturday, people are invited to come. There are going to be all sorts of activities and singing and explanation of what's going to be as they increase their visibility in town. So I'm sure there are other things we're missing, but.
There are, but I want to bring along Lime Rock. Let us all know this past week that one of the original founders of Lime Rock, Jim Haynes, passed away. And, you know, when I look at that story, it reminds me the people that complain who've moved here since and moved to Lime Rock when there already was a racetrack, and they're complaining now. They forget what that racetrack used to be. And I don't know whether they would want a gravel mining pit on that stretch of road in Falls Village, because that's what it used to be, but before it came a racetrack, and then before it was ready to go bankrupt, before Jim Haynes stepped in, and then of course joined by Skip Barber and
Jim Vail, right?
Yep, it's just a huge moneymaker for the area, and we say goodbye to Jim Haynes and a job well done.
Mm-hmm.
And you have another story in the Republican American, which is great because this shows how broad the Republican American is. It's a story on independent grocery chains, and you have a great interview with Bob Lebon.
Yes,
certain things, and it's just a great article.
Very interesting, and in how he was so reluctant to change things, and but had to reduce the senior discount and do a few more things because inflation is just killing these small independent grocery stores. So it really showed his devotion to his customers, I would say. It was heartfelt. There's a great art show at Noble, opened on Friday night. I would suggest people take a look at it. I mean, local artists, I'm just blown away by the talent in this area. And there are several local artists whose work is on display. I would encourage people to go and take a look. So we have that and lots of other upcoming things.
The Hunt Library in Falls Village has got a scavenger hunt to go on this month for Women's History Month, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, which is great. Isn't that great? And Noble will be holding a book and tag sale on Friday, March 31st and Saturday, April 1st. So tag sale season is about to reappear, all you tag sailors out there. And Mary Barton took me aside and she said, we have some great, great stuff. So mark that down on your calendars, folks. There's plenty to be had.
And we want to pass along that the Chorus Angelicus concerts that were scheduled for this coming weekend coming up have been canceled due to illness. They'll inform people when they're going to hold those concerts again in the near future.
Yeah, yeah, that's unfortunate. But those, again, those concerts. And again, as I said last week, the concert at the Salisbury Church was just blew people away with the talent of these young folks. You know, we're just so fortunate, Marshall, to have all this, these events and talent and offerings here. Whenever people say, what do you do in a small town? Well, we could give them a litany. There's certainly plenty, plenty to do. So another week, and I'm sure there will be things coming up that we don't know about yet.
All right there, Ruth. Well, it's always great to check in and get our senses straight here.
Great to start my week with you, Marshall, and we'll be on the beat.
All right. Well, I'll speak to you next Monday for sure, Ruth. Have a great week.
Thanks. You too, Marshall.